Okay, regards from Yerushalayim. Rather, you all join me there. The Bible over here. Okay, I got to learn some Yevamis yesterday in the Grosh Shul in Yerushalayim. And I noticed that the amount of batola and cell phone use and everything is about the same in the Grosh Shul and in Torah V'Da'ah. So it's only a small nechama, but at least it's a nechama a little bit. last we met, I shared with you the Avnei Miluim's Yisayid, which is really the Maritz Yisayid, which is known as Avnei Miluim because he's the one that brings it, answers kashas with it, and I guess makes it more famous in the yeshiva world. And the Yisayid of the Avnei Miluim was that a Nazir is not really Osir in the three things a Nazir is in, the wine, haircuts, and tumah, not because he was makabel bepeh, that I am Osir in wine, tumah, and haircuts, because he gave himself the kedusha of a Nazir, and from Shemayim, there are certain Isurim that are chal on a Nazir. The easiest way to explain it is to compare it to a carbon. Just like if you say on an animal, this is a chatas, the iser to go and ride the animal or share the wool of the animal, these isurim are chal from Shemayim. They're not chal b'dibur from the person who said, I'm making it aser. They're chal because he gave it, what we're calling a tayar of a chatas, a title of chatas, a title of nazir. And the Meila, the Isurim Achafim Shemayim. Now that's the Yisayid, and once you hear it, it's a Mestavridiki Yisayid, and I mentioned a handful of Gemaras, I think five Gemaras last time, that it explains. There's a halacha by a Nazir that if somebody is Mekabel Naziris, let's say he's Mekabel Naziris for 30 days. When the 30 days are up, he's not permitted to take haircuts or drink wine, or bitame, until he brings the karbonos that a Nazir has to bring. A Nazir has to bring three karbonos at the end, oila, chatas, and shlamim. And until he brings the karbonos, is machlekes in the Gemara, which is the main carbon, but until he brings the karbonos, he still remains b'isurei Nazir. And that's why there's man hazeh. If someone's mekabel naziris on himself, even in the mekabel for 30 days, Bizman Azeh, he's a Nazir forever. Because there's no way he could end his Naziris until the Beis HaMikdash is built. And you can bring Karbanis. And that's why today, if somebody was to be Makabal Naziris, then the Naziris would be. When I was a boy in Yeshiva, there was a Nazir, who's known as the Nazir in Yerushalayim. There was a Talmid Chacham that was Makabal Naziris, I have no idea why. And he was known as the Nazir in Yerushalayim. And one of the things a Nazir is not allowed to go to Chutz Laretz, because there were guys that tumah midrabanan on chutz laretz. This tumah we had in Gittin, that there were guys that tumah on chutz laretz. And therefore, Nazir is not allowed to go to chutz laretz. I think last year I mentioned to you, it's not so poshid even why a kayin could go to chutz laretz. There's man hazeh, there are oisrim. That an aser, of course, lamaisa halacha is understood to be that it's mutter. The shach says that it's mutter. The mechaber seems to say it's aser, but the point anyway about a Nazir, the point is a Nazir remains Bisurei Naziris until he brings Kavanis. Now, there's a problem. The Kasha is, why would a Nazir be Osir in things forever? The rule is, you're only over on Bal Yachel Devara, you're only over on being over on a Neder, if when you made the Neder, it was Echad Bepeh ve Echad Belev. If you said, I'm not going to eat ice cream for 30 days. So you're not eating ice cream for 30 days. It had to be echa bepev, echa belev, that your heart and your mouth were in sync one with the other. Let's say somebody slipped in the way he spoke, he misspoke. He knows in his heart he meant to aser for 30 days, and he slipped and he said 30 months. So it's not chal. It has to be echa bepev, echa belev. It has to be what he meant and what he said, in order for the Isurim to be chal.
It's not,
if the expression he said is not 30 days, that's not the pen. So even it's belayv, it's not chal.
But
I believe not, because the peh, he didn't say 30 days. Now, the kasha is, how could there be naziris on someone forever if he only said 30 days? He himself said bepeh that he's mekabla for 30 days. So how is it chal for a longer period of time? It was bepeh, but it wasn't belay. Bepeh, if you mekabla naziris for 30 days, you have to wait until you bring a carbon. And it wasn't bepeh, but even if you argue that that's all part of the bepeh, but belay, he didn't mean to be a nazir for a long period of time. So why is it chal? He meant, if he knew the halacha, then he meant it. If he didn't know, he didn't mean it. I don't know. I think I once mentioned that, I mentioned this year or last year, the story in with the 12-year-old bacher that was, his Rebbe was chaperoning him to take a haircut. His Rebbe was nudging him every time to take a haircut. So one day in class, his Rebbe was bothering him. He said, "Hareini nazir shloshim yad." So his Rebbe shouldn't be able to bother him to take a haircut. It became a whole tumult. What do you do with him now? A 12-year-old, a mufla samach leish, could make nadarim. A mufla samach leish can make nadarim. And the problem is that it's going to go forever. And he didn't live in Yerushalayim, he lived in Lithuania. This happened in Lita before World War II. It was in the journals. They have here journals from that time, Shirei Taira, I think it's called. And there are different gedolim weigh in on what to do with this boy. So why not be Mataneh? There is a Mishnah Melech that says that you can't be Mataneh until you're 13. Even though Muflas Samach Leish can make a neder when he's 12, but the Mishnah Melech says you can't be Mataneh until you're Bar Mitzvah. His father can be made for the neder. No, his father can't be made for his neder. No halacha that a father can be made for his neder by a boy. So, all right, but that's not my point. My point is that he didn't know he's making naziris forever. He meant to do naziris for 30 days. So, no, it's chal forever. Vayachodvarim. So Avdei Miluim says that with this Mishnah, with this Maritzi side, it's answered. Because Taka, he wasn't the Kabbalah on himself, not 30 days and not forever. He was mekabel on himself. He made what we call a tayar nazir. He made himself be a nazir. Once you're a nazir, the isur machal from shemayim. L'mad avadayim. Let's say have a person says on his animal, "This is a chatas." So now the rav tells him, "It's a chatas. You're not allowed to work. You're not allowed to use it to plow your field." He'll say, "I wasn't echad v'pechad b'leiv. I didn't know you're not allowed to plow your field with the animal. I thought I'll make it a chatas and I'll use it till I go to Beis Hamikdash." Not an excuse. That doesn't make it ois chatas. He's still a chatas. He gave it a name chatas, so it's a chatas. The halach is that a chal, a chal from Shemayim, not because of his words. So memele the isurim achal. The same thing with a nazir. Memele the isurim achal. The chal isurim achal from Shemayim. So memele with this, it's understood as well. So this is another, it's not just another nakuda that's answered with this aside. It's a basic idea. It's a basic halacha that every single nazir, the shkia on the 30th day, he can't suddenly have a wine party. He has to wait till the next day. He always has to wait long. He has to wait till the next day until he brings his carbon, until they spritz the blood of the carbon. Every single time. Why? Because of this idea. That a person is mekabel on himself, what we call the Torah of Naziris. And the main law, the Torah of Naziris is something that's chal on him. And, so he explains that you can be shayel. The truth is, David Lum talks about it. If it's yeshem b'sheila, he wants to say that the Rambam paskin yeshem b'sheila doesn't help. But the pashm shay yeshem b'sheila means he can be shayel on the toyar that he made. On a chatas, he could also be shayel. If I made a chatas, I could be shayel. It happens sometimes. Halacha l'maisa, a woman may separate chala. She says zuchala, especially when you have small children in the house. You separate chala, and then most women put it aside until they burn it afterwards. So what happens is she's finished making the chalas, and now the chala she separated is gone. Probably fell back into the batch. It's somewhere in. So what we do is, we're not in there. we get a bezin. She's shayel on her neder that she made it chala. You say zuchala, zutruma, zuchatos, uzu hareini nazir. You could be shayel on the toyar that you gave it. That itself was chal bepeh, and that's chal bepeh is bottom bepeh. So when you're shayel, you're being shayel on the toyar of naziris. Let's say you have a person who's makabel naziris. And he wants to be shayel. He has a good excuse of being shayel on one aspect. Let's say on the tumah aspect. He wants to be shayel on the tumah aspect. The whole naziris comes off, not just the tumah. We don't say, okay, the tumah comes off and the tekalachas remains with the yayin remains. No, it's one package. There's no such thing as a half a nazir. It's a full nazir. There's no such thing as a half nazir. It's a tire of naziris. It's all three together, and it can't be any other way. There's no such thing as a chatzi naziris. No, but I could be shayel if I have a reason to be shayel on part of a neder. I'm shayel on the whole neder. If the neder is the tire of naziris,
that means shayel on the fact that there's a kabbal tire
in the. It's being shayel on being a kabbal tire naziris because it forces him to not be metama. And had he known, assuming he has a good reason, had he known, then he wouldn't have been mekabel. By Naziris?
He's saying that it comes from Yishamayim, and even after 30 days,
right.
So you
could say it that way. I would rather phrase it, you need Echa Bepeh Vecha Belev to get the title Nazir. To get Kodesh Yeh, the Kedusha of a Nazir, that, just like a Chatos, you need Echa Bepeh Belev to make it a Chatos. Do you have to be Bepeh Belev to make all these Surim? No. Not everyone's such a big Talmud Chacham that they know all these Surim. So you need to be Echa Bepeh Vecha Belev to do what you're doing. What you're doing is giving it the Shem Nazir and Zehu. And that's all that you could do, that you could make a Bichal on it.
That is someone told that the Nazir only asked them to take a hero, but he didn't ever ask them they can't drink wine.
It's considered Echa Bepeh Vecha Belev, but he could be Shayel. See, there are two things. When a person is not Echa Bepeh Vecha Belev, he doesn't have to be Shayel. So it was never chal. There's another thing. That once it's chal, you could say, had I known this, I would never be makabel. So in your example, if he knows there's such a concept of a kedusha of a nazir, he has a basic idea. So he can be makabel. If he says, I didn't know one aspect of it, so I have to be matan neder. You have to remember, the Gemara said that even if he says, hareini nazir le dover echad, hareini nazir for haircuts, everything else is chal. And he's not belayv on the other things. He said, "Beferish, I'm only a nazir lechatzanim." Is the Gemara's example. He wants to be a nazir for a small part of one of the three. I'm a nazir eating chatzanim. The whole thing is chal. So you see, it's chal. Could he be shayel? If he comes in, he says, "I didn't know. I would have known. I wouldn't have done it." He could be shayel, but it's chal. There's a big difference. Certain things, it's not chal. He's not echav belayv. It's not chal. Here it is echav belayv, and it is chal, and. Shemayim is giving him not kedusha of Eretz, giving him kedusha, which could come off in 30 days. But tonight he brings a carbon, or three carbons, because that's what a nazir is. A nazir is a person on whom this is chal. Just like I say, this animal is a chatas. If I bring it to the Beis Hamikdash, I could shecht it. I'll be done with it. Zman Hazer is no Beis HaMikdash. Someone makes an animal a chatas, he's in trouble. He can't work with it. He has to take care of it. Call Yamav. What's he going to do? That was the case. In the case of Kachin. So that would be, what? The his heart means it's no Beis HaMikdash. So what does he mean when he says Zuchatas? It means Mashiach is coming. I don't know. I don't know what he thinks. Or maybe he wasn't thinking, maybe he does think. The point though is this point that he's giving it a Toyar Chatas that he's doing. He's not believed to make it Asa forever. He doesn't have to be. He has to be believed to make it into a Chatas. Once it's a Chatas, the Dina Machaf and Shanaim are a Chatas. See, that's the point. What exactly he meant to do is not is not negeya, except that he meant to make it a chatas. He knows his idea of a chatas. You need it just like every neder. You have to have a reason. You have to have a pesach to be matan neder. It's a machlokes if paischim becharata. If a person just says, "I didn't know it was so hard," I have charata. You could. Right. A person who makes himself a nazir, he'll tell Bezna, "I didn't know that it's forever." That's a very good pesach to be matan neder. Everybody, Bezna would easily be matan neder. That's why the shiloh with this boy was in the fact that he didn't know. He had a good pesach. The question is, he could be matan neder before 13. What's with this boy? Why can't he? He's 12. He made himself a nazir. He knows that when he turns 13, Bezna will be matan his neder, right? And we once learned that Bezdin is Eichel and Mafreya. The difference between a Bezdin and a wife, I don't mean it that way. The difference between a Darim, when a Bezdin is Matir and a husband is Matir, is that a Bezdin is Eichel and Mafreya, and a husband can only be Megas Gaius, can only cut it off from here in the future. But Bezdin's Eichel. So I would have said to this boy that Yitaka Nazir. But you don't have to go to Eretz Yisrael, because we know you'll turn 13. You go to Bezn. Bezn will be Eikra Lamafreya. So it'll turn out Lamafreya. You weren't over any of theirs. That sounds good. Anything wrong with that? What? Okay, it's Eikra Lamafreya. So it's the thing. It's totally Reb Shimon. The Chayri, that's what he should be able to do. He should be able... I don't know if we ever spoke about this. You know, when Yosef HaTzadik went to Paroi, and he said that I promised my father I'll bury him in Mitzrayim, and if you want me to be Matan Neder, I'll be Matan Neder, that I promised not to tell your secret that you don't know the 70th language. Right? Such a chazal. Right? He told him, if I'll be Matan Neder, I'll be Matan Neder. There's a kasha that's asked by a bunch of Acharayim. How could you be Matan Neder if you promise not to tell a secret? One of the rules about being Matan Neder is you have to tell the Bezdin, you have to tell at least one person on the Bezdin what the Neder was. So before you, the Pnei Shua is the kasha. How could you be Matan Neder on a secret if you have to tell the Bezdin the secret before they're Matan Neder? So one of the Mahalchim to answer is that if you know Bezdin will be Matan, you can tell them the secret. And when Bezin matter, the Eichel Mafreya, and everything is good. If you go to such a Mahalach, then it should be good here also. But there's Reb Shimon's Shita, Reb Shimon Shkab, who says that even when Bezin's Eichel Mafreya, they're only Eichel Mafreya Mekana Lahaba. Right, those Reb Shimon's fetch. That the Eichel, from now on, is if it never existed. But B'shaitai, a person still needs a Kapara if he was Eichel. According to Reb Shimon, it wouldn't work. I don't know what happened with this Bachar. I wish somebody had written a story to say whatever happened with him. But I don't know what happened. I could just tell you. You could find a handful of tshuvas on the topic. Okay. All right, so this is the aside of Davne Meluhin that I'd like you to know about Naziris. You didn't learn a lot of Tyrus on Naziris. This is one Tyra that you should try to remember. What I told you about Nazir Shimshin, that Nazir Shimshin, the Rambam said, is not a Naziris. Is a Noida Behuda. It's a Tshuva of the Noida Behuda printed at the end of the Sefer, at the end of the first volume of Noida Behuda. It's a letter to his son-in-law, I think. And there he says the idea that Nazir Shimshin, the Rambam says, is not a real Hilchis Nedarim. I mentioned to you that Nazir Shimshin is chal only on haircuts and on wine, not on tumah. So the kasha is, how could you have a hair for nazir? We just said that a taya nazir is chal straight out. So the idea is that it's this nakuda, that it's not a real aspect of naziris. And Rabbi Yehuda says that's why a father can make his son a nazir. But a father can't make his son Nazir Shimshin. A father, the Mishnah says, can make his son a Nazir. But the Rambam says that Shimshon was a Nazir not because of his father, because of the Malach. The Malach made him a Nazir. So why not say his father did it? Seems from the Psukim that his father did it. So the Rabbi Yehuda says a father can make his son a Nazir, special din. But he can't make a Neder on his son. Nedarim, you can't make for your son, you can't make for anybody else. Memela, there's a Shimshon, which is a type of Neder a father can't make for a son. Okay, so this is the site in Dinei Naziris, and we're going to move on to the next piece of Gemara. Ikal Mifrech Bala Nazir Mitzayr Shehen Yeshnai B'Sheila. So Gemara is a Pircha. That Nazir is Yeshnai B'Sheila. So we have a Chiddush in the Gemara that a mitzvah, again, we want to learn from Nazir Mitzayr that Aseh Dechalaisa say. That Mitzayr, which is a mitzvah Aseh of Tagalachas, is Dech the Lab of Nazir. So the Gemara says it's not a raya. It's only daicha nazir because it's yeshnei b'sheila. But something else that's less of b'sheila, you can't be daicha. So we have here a rule that things that are yeshnei b'sheila you can't learn from. The Gemara proves it. You like teimachi hadikai mlanda einasei dechalaisa sevasei ligmi menazir that what? Ligmi menazir that what? So Taisa says ligmi menazir didachi. Let's learn from nazir. Asay is daicha loisa seva asay. By tamal gamrina, very strange. When I put the klalim on the board when we started, I put the first two as pashut. And I say daicha loisa shesh bekaris. And I say can be daicha la shesh bekaris, which we had right away in the beginning of the sugya. And ain't I say daicha loisa seva asay. Now to us it's pashut logically. An assay is worth X number of points. A lois assay is a little less. But an assay against an assay and a lois assay, so what do you mean? You have on one side of the scale an assay, the other side an assay, they equalize, and then you plus you have a lois assay. How can one assay, what's the have mean? An assay is the lois assay. It doesn't make any sense. I don't think anybody could tell me a svara that an assay should be the lois assay, the assay. Assay the assay, katul. Asay decha loisa say, we know. But asay is decha, asay viloisa say. Mechatesi. Where comes such an idea? Then asay is decha, aloisa say, they asay. So that is, this Gemara is a problem. Now, nobody has the kashi here on the page. I'm going to show you, Taisvis says that it's pashit. It can't be an asay is decha loisa say, because it makes no sense. Where does Taisvis say it? On Bava Menalos. Taisus declares what's stronger? Alaysa say vasei or lav sheyesh bekaris? Taisus declares, but Taich Devarav, look at Taisus Lashon. Avol Medav, the top Taisus. V'yesh Leimar is about the 12th line on the page. The beginning of the line starts V'yesh Leimar. It's not important for now what the kash is. Just look at the words. Yeshiv the hashta di alfinan the ba'alma daichalaisa say shesh bekaris. Now that I say is daichalaisa say shesh bekaris, akarcha garam alaisa say vasei. Laisesh bekaris is weaker than an asay and alaisa say why. Look at this word. The e efshir sheyidcha asay laisa say vasei. It's impossible that one asay should push off a laisa say an asay. The may ume the high asay may I asay. Why should one assay be stronger than the other? If the two assays are equal, how can an assay push off an assay and a lice assay? So Tosfos says this svara as a pashtus, not as a kasha. It's a pashtus. It can't be an assay pushes off an assay and a lice assay. It doesn't make any sense. So why here in the Gemara, as I have, I mean, assay is the lice assay of assay. It's a very hard thing to answer. What I have, I mean, assay is the lice assay of assay. Dovah pelma. So I'm going to try to explain it. Bear in mind, I'm explaining a Havamina. We're going to use an emissi aside, but I don't want you to come back later and think that the aside applies. It applies to a Havamina here, and not to an Askana, but let me tell you the aside anyway. It's a aside that's an Arsaneach. That's a Geshmaki aside besides Yubamis. Besides the Seder Chalais say, it's a very Geshmaki aside that the Arsaneach, which is in Hilchis, Yamtif, I believe, in Hilchis Yamtif, Peri Gimel Halacha Ches. we share the aside with you, and then I'll tell you where he proves it from. Now, the truth is, it's a Rambam. Again, just like it was in my Rita, the one who made it famous, it's a Rambam. But the Arsameach makes a binyan out of it. The Ramban says that when you have in the Torah, and I say v'laisa say on the same exact thing, I have a one inyan and I say v'laisa say. L'mashal yamtif. Yamtif is easy to talk about. Yamtif is din laisasa malacha. Laisasa malacha is a laisa say. Mikra kaidesh is an assay. Mikra kaidesh, you should call yamtif a day of kedusha. It's an assay. If someone does malacha on yamtif, I'm not talking about eichel nefesh, someone does, builds a house on yamtif, then he's over on an assay and a laisa say. Mikra kaidesh and laisasa malacha. He's over an assay. Plus, he's also Iva Lysis. Building a maka on your roof is also an assay, Valais assay. It's an assay and a Lais assay. What's the assay? The Lais is Lysasim Damim Bevesecha. You're not allowed to leave a dangerous situation in your house. And the assay is Vasisa Maka Ligagecha. Same Lais assay. So these are two examples. Maka is an asay v'laisasay, and yamtif is a laisasay v'asay. Now listen to the Ramban. The Ramban says any time you have an asay and a laisasay, you have to figure out which is the ikr. One of the two is the ikr. Either the ikr, it's a mitzvah maisi, it's a mitzvah to do something, or the ikr, it's a mitzvah to not do something. Whichever is the ikr b'svara, that's the ikr aveira. And the second one, the one that's with it, is just to be mechazik, that one. I'll give you an example. Yamtif. What's the ikr din of yamtif? Don't do malacha. So on yamtif, zot Ramban, the ikr is the lois assay. The main thing is the lois assay. Aide is an assay mikro kaidish. So we say the assay comes to be mechazik the lois assay, which means there's a primary yisr and a secondary yisr. The primary yisr on Yom Tif is lalav, don't do malacha. The assay is lechazik is halav, to give the lav, make it a stronger lav. It's not an ordinary lav, it's a lav of Yom Tif, it's more important. So Torah gives it an assay. By maka, you all understand what's the ikka mitzvah of maka. Is to build a maka, to do something. The ikke mitzvah is the assay, build a maka. I did a lois assay. The lois assay is lechazek as assay. To tell you this is a more important assay than most assays. So Torah gives it a lois assay too. But the chiddush of the Ramban is that in every aveira that's a lois assay va'assay, a person has to figure out which is the main nakuda, which is the main aspect of the aveira. It's one or the other. It could be you'll figure out cases where it's both, but you normally, it's one or the other. It's either an assay, and the lav is mechazikit, or it's a lois assay, and the assay gives is mechazikit. It's one or the other, and one is the ikr. L'may nafkanina. So I'll tell you the case the Ramban is going on. The Gemara says in Kedushin that women are peturais from a mitzvah assay shehazman garama, and women are chayavais in a mitzvah assay she'ein hazman garama. We all know that, right? Women are peturais from lulav and shayfer, which is a mitzvah assay shehazman garama, and the chayavais in a mitzvah assay that's not zman garama. Can anybody think of a mitzvah assay that's not zman garama? The ladies are chayavais in. No? Maybe you have to l'recha kamaicha. Anything better? Keep it out of aim. Kiddush Abdullah is Zman Grama, but we learned them out of the Hekish, Zachar B'Shamer.
There is 6 mitzvahs Tamidias, right?
Emuna, the 6 mitzvahs Tamidias, Demachuyavais. We can come up with a few, not too many. Somebody would just say, Shein Zman Grama. Ladies, pretty good, huh? I'll tell you what the Gemara's examples are. The Gemara in Kedushin gives 3 examples: Hashavas Aveda, Maka, and Shiluah HaKeim. Women are Mechuyava is a mitzvah Hasei Shazman Grama, building a Maka, Hasei Shazman Grama. Shiluah HaKeim, Hasei Shazman Grama. Hashavas Aveda, Hasei Shazman Grama. The Ramban is mafli on this Gemara. Those are the three examples. Every one of those three is what? Is an asay v'lois asay. Those three put that the Gemara picks, all three are a lav and an asay. Maka, besides the sisa maka gegegecha, is lois asam dama v'secha. Shavas aveda, besides the mitzvah of hashev tishivim, there's a mitzvah of sluch l'saleh. Shluch hakein, there's a mitzvah shaleach tishalach, and what's the lois asay? Loi sikachein alabon. And women are mechuyavis in every lois asay anyway. Right? Women are mechuyavis in all the lois asay. There's no difference between a man and a woman in lois asay. So mechuyavim in lois asay anyhow. So what's going on here in the Gemara? It's a Gemara, it's not a Rishon. Gemara says women are mechuyavis in mitzvah seisha ein hazman gerama kagain maka v'hashava v'shiluach hakein. But those three, they're chuyavis anyway because it's a lois asay. And fit the Ramban. These three ataka asay v'laisa asay. But all three are ikran asay. The ikar of it is a mitzvah asay. The ikar is send away the mother, build the maka, return the aveda. It's a mitzvah maisi. So in these three, we say the asay is the ikar, and the laisa asay is l'chazik as asay. But when it comes to rules, we deal with it with the rules of the mitzvah asay. If the asay is man grama, there'll be pturais. If it's enas man grama, there'll be chayavais. So that means that the ikr of, when it's an asay v'lois asay, we take the ikr. If the ikr is the asay, it goes with the rules of asay. Whether it's man grama, it's man grama. If the ikr would be alive, you'd be right. It's pasha women achayavais. But the ikr is the asay. So this is the Ramban's yisayid. The yisayid is that the ikr, whenever you have an asay v'lois asay, the mitzvah gets the title and the rules of the asay. And the lois asay is l'chazkai. But the rules go according to whatever is the ikr. That's his yisayid. Well, women are mechuyavis anyway. Hekesach v'shamer. Now for the hekesh, they'd be pater. So malacha they be chayiv anyway. That's the ikur is the lois asay. You need the hekesh for kiddush. Kiddush is asay. Kiddush dik is asay. You have right, but you have wrong. Right on the issa malacha, you're right. On the kiddush part, so that I need a hekesh.
How much do you have to spend on that? Spend lois asay. Point to asay or point to lois asay.
The Chavis Yoyer says, I'll tell you in a second. In Pakeret, it works out very beautifully. I'll show you why. Now, I'm going to get to this is the Ramban's side, okay? It's a nice side, a beautiful side. A Seva Lysa say, look what's the ikar. I'm going to come back to Agamara, what it answers, but 1 minute. There's a Ramban in Parshas Yisrael, which I still want to make copies and give to everyone, so I want you to remember it. I'll wait, Rabbi Kiveget Sechens at Suin, the Gilin Hashas soon. The Ramban in Parshas Yisrael said, he went with such a mahalach that an asay, since it's a mitzvah kiyumis, since it's a mitzvah maisi, shows ava. A lois asay, since it's b'shev al tasa, shows yira. And that's why asay dach a lois asay. But he defined asays and lois asays by ava and yira, he went with such a mahalach. I'm adding that this Ramban that our Sameach brings is geshmach l'shitasai, that he looks at a mitzvah maisi as showing ava, which gives it the kayach of an asay, to be daich alayis asay. And at a lav being something you're afraid from doing, which is shows yira. So it fits nicely in the mahalach ha-machshava of the Ramban. Ramban defined mitzvahs. Now, I have to be careful. There are some places we have a straight-out lav that's a mitzvah maisi. straight out of Seder's Peshav Al Tasa. That's what Ramban is not saying now. Nevertheless, the Yisayid Hadavar, the Yisayid that the Ramban defines Aseis as things you go and do, shows Ava, and Loisa says as things you refrain from doing, shows Yira. So I understand that when you have an Asay, the Loisa say, look at it. If it's something you go and do, it shows Ava, it's Be'ikar and Asay. If it's something you refrain from doing, it's Be'ikar Loisa say. Now, what Rav Shalom asked from spending a Chaimish, we have a rule that this Ramban says too, that on a Loisa say, you have to spend all your money, not to be Iver. And on a say, you only have to spend a Chaimish Melchasov. The Chaviz Yoyer Taka says, Chaviz Yoyer says, that it doesn't depend if it's a lav and an asay. It depends if it's an aveira bekumba asay or an aveira b'sheva al tasa. An aveira bekumba asay, you have to spend all your money not to be aver. An aveira b'sheva al tasa, you only have to spend a chaymish. And this is the reason that that this fits well with the Ramban, the idea of defining mitzvahs in a certain way. Rather, when I was on the plane to Eretz Yisrael, there was somebody there who has was talking to me about end of life shailas. I told him, Dinei Nefashis, I don't paskin, you got to go to your own Rav. You know, sometimes I'm stuck, my own mispalel, and I have to try to figure out what to do. So you tell me, all right, so tell me the lomdus. He told me I have a lot of time on the plane, there's so much time, and Shav Tang Tishmuz with him. I told him I have my plane flights are very short. Usually on the plane I sleep 6-7 hours and I have to dive, and I don't have very, very little time on the plane. It's a very short flight for me. So I don't have time to shmooze, but I told him. I'll tell him what it depends on. The Shaila, now how can you not save someone's life? Somebody's suffering, he's in pain. What's the tzad heter? You're not kill him. No one says you're allowed to kill him. What's the tzad? You're not mechuyev to do something to save his life. You're supposed to do everything to save someone's life. Right? So I told him what it revolves around is the fact, why do you have to save someone's life? Why don't you save someone's life? Because it's the right thing to do? No. If it's because it's the right thing to do, then he'd be suffering. It's not the right thing to do. It's because the Torah says, Loisamed al dam re'echa. The Torah says you have to save someone's life. Loisamed al dam re'echa, you only have to spend chaymish v'nechasov. A person only that's the Chaviz Yoyer. Any mitzvah that's b'kum v'aseh, you only have to spend a chaymish. And that's why if someone is suffering tsar, that's worth more than chaymish v'nechasov, so you're not mechuyev to do things to save him. You're not mechuyev to go save him. It's not worth chaymish v'nechasov, this hatzalah. That's what the whole thing revolves around. It's not really a shach. The shach comes from a Radvaz. The Radvaz had a tshuva. The Radvaz lived in 1600 in Egypt. So in his days in Egypt there were sultans. So there's a Jew that was sentenced to death. So other Yidden came to ask for Rachmanis. So the sultan told somebody, okay, you're asking for Rachmanis? I'll spare his life if you let me cut off your ear. So he asked the Radvaz, what's it then? There's a person, Mechuyev, to let his ear get cut off to save another Yid's life. It's a hot shayla, no? So a person have to get let his ear cut off to save someone's life. So what did the Radvaz say? He said, Loisamed al dam re'echa. You only have to spend chaymish v'nechasov. A person's ear is worth more than chaymish v'nechasov. So you're not mechuyev to do it. If you do it, kadosh emalai. But you're not mechuyev. The shach brings it in two words. He says a person doesn't have to give up an aver to save another yid's life. Again, it's the same you say. Even though it's a lav, but since it's a mitzvah you do with a maisa, any mitzvah you do with a maisa, you don't have to spend more than chaymish v'nechasov. Can I be clear about this? If it's so much tsar that a person would spend chaymish v'nechasov, then he's not mechuyev to spend it. Moshe writes the same thing. He has the question about certain surgeries that a misaris a person, make a person misaris, which by me is only a sasei. And he has the shaila. He says the same thing. If it's a type of tsaris chamish from the chasav, then the person's allowed to submit to it. Okay. Anyway, getting back to the Ramban, this is all the sidetrack. The ikur aseva loisa say is the Ramban. What did Ramban say? Every time you have an aseva loisa say in a package, you have to judge which is the ikur. If the ikur is the asay, the lav that just supports it, then it's an asay. If the ikur is the lav and the asay just supports it, then the ikur is the ikur is always either the asay or the asay, whichever one is the ikur in the halachi elach of life. Now, getting back to Agamara, I'll get back to Hilchis Yantiv in a minute. Coming to Agamara. If an asay is daicha loisa save asay, Taisa says it's not logical. How can I say be daicha loisa save asay? How can one asay be daicha another loisa save asay? The kasha is our Gemara has such a svara. Gemara here is not bothered. Gemara says asay should be daicha loisa save asay. Which loisa save asay are we talking about? So Rashi says the loisa save asay of a nazir. Tar layava arayshai, kadeshia gadol pera. On a nazir, there's a lav. Now take a haircut. There's an assay of kadeshia gadol pera sarayshai. So, which is the ikur by a nazir? Nazir, don't take a haircut, and you should be holy and let your hair grow. The ikur is the lais assay. Don't take a haircut. The assay is l'chazek halav. Because it's a mitzvah b'shev al tasa. Every loisa say means don't kill, don't steal. That means a mitzvah is by holding back from doing something. Right? So here, by a nazir, we're telling him, hold back from taking haircuts. It's a mitzvah to refrain from something. Any mitzvah to refrain is a loisa say. Don't do something. It's an ikrai loisa say. And there's a supporting iser of the assay. The assay is mechazik, so that it's an assay of a loisa say. But the ikr is the loisa say. Only here the Gemara has such a havan. Here the Gemara has a havanina. Asay can be daich asay v'lois asay. What type? The type where the lois asay is the ikur. When the lois asay is the ikur, so there's a havanina asay daich lois asay v'asay. Because the asay is mainly being daich of the lav. There's an asay which supports it. But the asay is beikur daich of the lav. Then there's such a havan. In cases where it's an asay v'lois asay, like Marco or Shavas Aveda or Shalach HaKein, so there's no Havamina. Asay can be Daicha, because Asay can be Daicha, and Asay that has a lot to support it.
So what's the Tosafot
says,
ask from
Kibbutz
Av,
from Shavas
Aveda the other way. What do you mean when you're talking from Kibbutz Av and Shavas Aveda, then Asay?
Dinawatosis.
Yeah. What's the Kashi? It's two different things.
You're 100% right. The way the Aruch Samech would say is Lefizet in Tosfos Kasha. He's using a Rishon, he's using a Ramban. I guess the way he would say it, maybe he does, I have to take a look inside. Lefizet will be in Tosfos Kasha. Now, the Aruch Samech mentions a couple of other interesting things with this idea. There's a thing, it's a Chiddush to everybody, I tell this to. By Shiluach HaKein, do you have to take the babies or the eggs? Let's say you want to be Mekayim Shiluach HaKein. It's a funny thing. The Gemara says about Shiluach HaKein, there's a perek Shiluach HaKein. It's the last perek in Yichola. Very geshmaka perek. It says, Yachol Yavza Baharim. I would think you have to go looking in the mountains for a nest to do Shiluach HaKein. Talmud Lame Ki Yikare. So therefore it says Ki Yikare. If you come upon it, then there's a mitzvah to do it. So the Torah says, this mitzvah you don't have to go look to do. So what does Klal Yisrael do? You can hire people to help you go do Shiluach HaKein, right? That's a nice thing. I'm not saying that to do it. It's just funny. The Gemara says, I would think you should go look to do it. But nowadays, people go and do it. They don't do it for the mitzvah, they do it for the school. At any rate, this is I'm answering your question. You're doing Shiluach HaKein. Okay, you have a bird's nest right near your house. You come and ask a shayla, it's a pigeon. Gevaldik, pigeons are kosher birds. You can do Shiluach HaKein, you can make a bracha. do you have to take the eggs? Could you just send away the mother and not take the eggs? So what's the halacha? You don't have to take. Since habarim tikach lach, you're not mechuyev to take it. You're not mechuyev to take it. It's true as chacham tzvi, which is quoted by everybody. As far as I know, everyone passes this way. Not mechuyev to take it. It doesn't tell one. No? That's halacha. Shayat shah seim, habarim tikach lach is rishus. Why is it this way? So our sameach is masbir why it is this way. Because by Shiluach HaKein, the ikur is the asay. The ikur is, like I said, every asay belongs to say, one is the ikur. Since we have b'kabbalah that the ikur is the asay, not the lav, we can't say you have to take the children. You have to take the eggs. If you have to take the eggs, that shows the ikur is the lav. L'sikachayim alabonim. Since the ikur is the asay, the main thing is send away the mother. Even if it's not a lav. If you're not taking the children, there's no leisaseh. Plesikachayim alabanim. The nekuda of the mitzvah shalach hakein is the asay of shalach to shalach. And therefore, taking the eggs can't be a chiyuv. Because if taking the eggs would be the chiyuv, it would be myra that the leisaseh is an ikur. Notice the ikur is, in order not to take the eggs without the mother, you have to send away the mother. No. Sending away the mother is not a hechatimtza to get the eggs. Sending away the mother is the mitzvah. It's the mitzvah. It's not a hechatimtza to get eggs. What are you going to do with the eggs? I don't know, people take it today. What are you going to do with it? Put it back, I guess. Right? Somebody else come and take it. But now the Aruch HaShulchan writes that it's good to take it anyway to be mekayim the pashtei dekra. He writes a chalasha. I don't know what they do today when they go around. They do take it. They don't take it, but you're not mechuyev to take it. The ikur is to send. Most people are surprised by that because you read the chumash, it doesn't sound that way. So after a sameach, like the Ramban, that's pshat, that the ikur is the asay, which is shaleach to shalach. So it's not so that you could take the eggs. Then the ikur would be the lav. It's be'etzem to take it. The our sameach also answers with this a din in Hilchis Yamtif. In Hilchis Yamtif, the Gemara has a Havamina that Sarfin Kachim B'Yamtif, that you're allowed to burn Kachim, means Noisar or Pigol, which you burn. So the Gemara has a Havamina Sarfin Kachim B'Yamtif, and the Gemara knocks off the Havamina with Xeris HaKasif. So Tosfos asks, what's the Havamina? You're allowed to burn Kachim on Yantif. Burning Kachim is an assay. Malacha on Yantif is a Lysa Seve assay. Lysa Seve Malacha and the Mikra Kaidish. So Tosfos, I think Tosfos by Shver, Tosfos in Beya, I think Daf Chaf Hey or so, that what's the Havamina? You're allowed to burn Kachim on Yantif. They need Xeris HaKasov. Ein assay, Daicha assay, Velaysa assay. To have any. So Dar Sameach, like this, it's good. Because burning Kachim on Yantif is Ikrai Eloisaseh. Ikrai Eloisaseh. There is a Havamina. Aseh should be Dechaloisev Aseh, like an Agamar is such a Havamina. So Kamash Malon, that it's not. Kamash Malon, that it's not. So this he also answers with this Kashim. Okay, so this is the Yisayid of the Ramban by Yisayid HaChalaisa Sevasei. Okay, the raid on Yisayid HaChalaisa Sevasei goes around the Machlaikis Taisasin. Again, I'll introduce you to it today. Tomorrow we're going to discuss it. Tomorrow's already Thursday. We're going to discuss the following Midah. Yisayid HaChalaisa Sevasei. Now again, the Ramban plugs into our sugi as a havamina. That is a maskana. The maskana is, asay is never daich asay v'leisasay. Even when the lav is there, it's all havaminas. That's why you need a pasuk. That's why you need a limud. Okay, the raid in this sugya is the following shayla. You have an asay against a leisasay v'asay. What's an example of an asay and a leisasay v'asay?
Tzair
v'kayin. Or Yibum with Chiyuv Eseh V'Leisa Say. Somebody has to be Miyadim, a woman who's an Alman and a Grusha, who's Eseh V'Leisa Say. Or an Alman and a Nisuin, Eseh V'Leisa Say. You have an Eseh against a Leisa Say V'Eseh. What's the halacha? You don't do the Eseh. Eseh against Leisa Say V'Eseh. You don't do the Eseh. Question. I have a person who's going to do an Eseh. He's going to be over on a Leisa Say V'Eseh. Let's say I have a man, he's a Kohen Gadol. He wants to be miyabim, a woman that's an Amonim and an Isurim. So there are two Isurim on him. There's the Isra taking an Amona, and the Asay of taking Kim Besula Ba'amav Yikachish. So I give him Asra, I tell him, you watch out, if you're going to be miyabim her, you're going to get Malkus. My Bezin doesn't give punishments for Asays, only Lois Asays, right? If you're miyabim her, you're going to get Malkus. He goes, he's miyabim her in front of two eight. Does he get Malkus? Do you get Malkus? You hear the question? You have to hear two sides. Again, he did an assay, he was over assay vilais assay. He did an assay, and he was over assay vilais assay. So let's say he did a tagalachas, in a case where it was a assay vilais assay. It was a nazir. A nazir with an assay vilais assay. Shalaika did. Does he get Malkus for the lais assay? What's the tzadnat? Tzadnat. That the say nachsoch the leisa say. It does not go leisa da say, but at least da say leisa say if it should not go. What's the other side?
The situation, it should knock it off.
In this case, it doesn't knock it off. In this case, it's an assay against leisa da say. It doesn't knock it off. And what should it depend on? No, Ezra, you always say it depends on this. And what should it depend on? Oh. Why is it say that leisa? Isn't that what it should depend on? Right, we said there are two ways to learn why I say is that I say. Either it's sort of a point system, or it just tells us what Rabbi Shalom meant. If it tells us what Rabbi Shalom meant, a say against a say, a lice say, the Rabbi Shalom never meant it to push it off. See how you find the lice say, you get Malkus. On the other hand, if you say it's a point system, a say is a certain number of points, it's enough to push away a lice say. So the say can still push away the lice say, just is also an say. This is machlokes the Balei Taisus. Everybody gets into it here in the sugya, so we can discuss it in Yitzhak Hashem tomorrow. I'd like to go weiter as well. We're going to get back to Shatnez and Tzitzis, but tomorrow, Thursday, probably be a little shorter, so I don't know if we'll get that far. But.